Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 10, 1 to 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 to 10. The law is only a shadow of the things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. Otherwise, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshippers would have been cleansed once for all and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins. It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased." Then I said, "Here I am. It is written about me in the scroll, 'I have come to do your will, my God.'" First he said, "Sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, though they were offered in accordance with the law." Then he said, "Here I am. I have come to do your will." He sets aside the first to establish the second, and by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. My theme for reflection is the once for all sacrifice. The once for all sacrifice. During Lent, we are invited to reflect not just on our sin, but on the only answer to it, the once for all sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Imagine a child breaking something precious, his mother's cherished vase, while playing indoors. In panic, he tries to piece it back together. Glue covers the cracks, but nothing can hide the damage. When his mother returns, she sees it all, but instead of scolding him, she says, "You can't fix this, but I forgive you." That is a picture of us. We try to fix the mess we've made of our lives through good behavior, spiritual routines, or guilt-driven effort, but the cracks remain. Lent reminds us that no amount of striving can restore what sin has broken. Only Christ can do that. Hebrews 10:1 to 10 makes this clear. The old system of sacrifices was never enough. The law was a shadow of the good things to come, not the reality itself. Those endless offerings, bulls, goats, rituals, could never make perfect those who draw near. Their repetition proved their weakness, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Then something decisive happens. Jesus enters the scene and says, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God." His sacrifice is not just another offering, it is the offering. His body prepared by God becomes the final answer to sin. The cross was not a divine adjustment. It was the plan all along. A.W. Tozer once commented that the cross is the lightning rod of grace that short-circuited God's wrath to Christ so that only the light of his love remains for believers. In other words, everything hinges on this. Jesus took upon himself what we never could bear. He did not just cover our sin. He absorbed its full weight and removed it. The cross is not just central to our faith. It is the only foundation on which true forgiveness stands. Hebrews 10:10 declares this boldly. We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. No more sacrifices. No more shame. No more earnings. It is finished. But do we live that way? Even during Lent, a time for repentance and reflection, we can slip into thinking our sorrow earns forgiveness. We confuse confession with compensation. We hold on to guilt God has already removed. But Lent is not about self-punishment. It is about remembering why Christ had to die and trusting that his death was enough. So how should we respond? The writer of Hebrews urges us, draw near to God with a true heart and full assurance of faith, not with fear, not with doubt, but with confidence in Christ's finished work. This Lent, let us stop trying to fix what only Christ can restore. Let us stop performing for a God who has already forgiven us. And let us surrender not to earn his love, but because we already have it. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are you living in the freedom of Christ's finished work, or are you still trying to earn what has already been given? Number two, how does the once-for-all sacrifice of Jesus shape your response to God during Lent? And now our practical exercise for today. Take 5 minutes of silence. As you breathe in, pray, Jesus, your sacrifice is enough. As you breathe out, pray, I am forgiven. And let this truth replace your striving with rest. Lord Jesus, you gave yourself as the perfect final sacrifice. I confess that I often try to add to what you have already completed. During this Lent, help me stop striving and start trusting. Let your cross be enough for me, not just in theory, but in how I live, love, and repent. Teach me to walk in your will, not to earn grace, but because grace has already found me. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.